own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl and the Bot. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, after this gloriously hot weekend, we welcome Don Steck of Coachmaster. Let's find out what's going on with business and what Don thinks about business right up here in Northern California. Also, we're going to talk about Obamacare and the decision by the Supreme Court about Obamacare and the constitutional rights of same-sex marriages throughout the United States. All of this Monday right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back, Jeffersonians. It is Sunday, best day of the week, because you get to listen to the Bear and the Mouse.
Yep, and welcome back to the Mouse. Yeah. Save the people from listening to me just babble and ramble on about nonsense.
And I would like to, at the beginning of the show, have a disclaimer that Robert's coffee this morning does have 70% more caffeine than normal. So, you know, just take that into account when he starts getting really spicy in about 10 minutes.
New today.
Oh, my goodness.
My dealer gave me something new.
Dutch brothers. Oh, man. So, yeah, I've been a busy couple of weeks. I've been gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just been Roberto over here, but I've been listening intermittently to make sure that, you know, he stays.
Never. Never, ever, ever will.
No. So it's been a busy week.
It has been an amazingly busy week.
Yeah.
It's been a busy couple of weeks. A lot going on in Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
We got some county votes that are coming up that we're going to be discussing. And some things going on with our representatives. Use that term very loosely anymore. That we'll be discussing. I think we wanted to dive in on some of the court cases.
Mm-hmm. The three major ones from the Supreme Court last week.
We yeah. might have a little different take on it than other people do.
Mm-hmm.
And discuss the pending court decision of Evanwell versus Abbott that could challenge one man, one vote. But that ties into
our representatives
that...
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll dive into that as we get going.
Should we start by saying what's coming up in Jefferson?
We should.
That way people can get your pens and pencils out and mm-hmm. a piece of paper so you can write this all down.
Yeah. Big one is July 7th and Trinity County Board of Supervisors. There is we're on the board for a vote up there. So everybody's urged to come up and speak, check it out, see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a Tuesday.
Yes. And I'm sure there's a nice lady in the chat room that'll tell us what time. I can't remember if we're on for the morning or the afternoon. So, but we will update you on that. We've got some things coming up in Plumas County that are
mm-hmm.
that are going on. Some interesting things that may be happening in Shasta Lake City. Here in Shasta altogether. The committee here with Wynn Carpenter and Jan Hanks and the Jennings and Shaylin and, you mm-hmm. know, everybody that has just been busting their butt here.
Yeah.
And they've got, I think, almost 13,000 signatures now.
Oh, at least. My brother-in-law mm-hmm. was running around town last week, and he went into Sportsman's Warehouse, and when he came back out, there was a little Jefferson booth and flags and stuff, and so he comes out and he goes, "Oh, you guys are Jefferson? I love Jefferson." And they're like, "Oh, good, have you signed?" He's like, "Oh, yeah, my sister-in-law already had the entire family do that, all the way down to the 6.5-year-old.
Yeah, at the point of a musket.
Oh, with that family, you don't need a musket for something like that. So he was pretty, thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. So
they're all around town. Just look for the flags and sign.
Sign.
Everybody sign.
Yeah.
If you can make your mark, make your mark.
Yeah, that's true. We'll accept that even. So things are progressing well with that. And I think, I'm trying to remember what that, but I want to say 100. Sierra County is 100 signatures short of a plurality there on their declaration.
Oh, wow.
And they are actually going to be 51% of the people in the county have signed that declaration, and they're going to take it to the Board of Supervisors and go, well, 51% of the people in your county want to be Jefferson. We're going to go to Sacramento. Do you want to put your name on this or not?
Nice.
So, yeah, they kind of actually hold them hostage to the people. So that ought to be interesting. Nevada County, there's some things going on. So it is. There's a lot of stuff that has been static for some time. But if you follow Jefferson from the beginning, that's kind of the model of what happens is we get into all of these engagements,
mm-hmm.
and then it kind of goes static, and everybody goes, whoa, what's going on? Is nothing? And then three or four counties will break loose.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go and we'll get into all of these engagements, and then it kind of goes static, and everybody goes, oh, well, maybe that's, you know, they've found the extent of it, and then three or four counties will break loose. So
yeah.
That's kind of how the process has been going, and
yeah.
I think we're finally very close to three or four counties that mm-hmm. are going to break loose.
And that's the thing, too, is we have to remember that our boards of supervisors have a lot to sift through when it comes to the creation of a new state. I mean, all the numbers, the different laws that they have to look at and things like that. So when we go and do an initial meeting with these boards of supervisors, it's going to take 1 to 3 to 4 months for them to go through all of the paperwork to really have a full understanding of what it is, what we're doing, why it's constitutional, and why they need to do it. Because we specialize what we tell them to their counties. Because if you're telling Trinity County, hey, you can build a deep water port,
yeah.
they're going to look at you like you just grew a second head. So, you know, you want to tailor what you're saying to the counties, but everybody gets the blanket constitutionalism of it. So, you know, that's another reason why it kind of does take a little bit longer, because I get the same questions.
It does.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to remember, too, back in January, a lot of these counties that we're dealing with had new sitting Board of Supervisor members.
Yeah.
Who not only have to get up to speed on what's going on with their county and their,
yep.
you know, the whole thing,
yeah.
but then we've got to go back and re-educate a whole new set of supervisors or a partial set of mm-hmm. supervisors to the Jefferson process, and that does take time.
Yeah.
And I think we've, you know, especially there in Trinity County, we had a couple of new people sitting, and now that they're up to speed on it and they're going, oh, I get it now.
Yeah, you can't expect a vote before they get their stationery.
Yeah, well, that's true. Nor would I want them to vote for it before they
get
a good understanding of it.
That's an excellent point. You know, you want them to know what they're voting for, you know,
yeah,
unlike some of our they're not state supervisors yet. You know, they can't just vote for it before they see it.
Yeah. I would just vote for it and find out what's in it. Or better yet, on the
just
the
send it to
level,
the Supreme Court. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, on the federal level, we're not really sure what's in it, but we're pretty sure it's bad. What I've seen, I really don't like, but I'm going to go ahead and make it easier to pass it.
I wonder what you're referring to, Robert. Is
it
the TPP and the TPA?
The TPP and the TPA. Gonna
Did
try
that actually pass, finally?
Yeah. Going to try and stay away from the federal stuff, but... Yeah. You know, there is somebody, a local representative here, that actually made the comments that the TPP is bad in its present form. He doesn't know that much about it. He's seen it, but he's not allowed to disclose it. It's completely in secret. It's not a good thing, but I'm going to vote to expedite the process, make it faster and easier, and give the president mm-hmm. more authority to pass it. Meanwhile, while surrendering part of our sovereignty to the World Trade Organization... So I guess the long and the short of that one would be I don't like what we're trying to pass, but I'm going to make it easier and faster to pass. I think that may actually be stupider than we have to pass it to know what's in it.
Well, I'm just glad that this is the most transparent government we've ever had.
It is.
You know, because they said it, therefore it's true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways, away from the federal stuff, I didn't want to get into that too much.
Yeah.
But
it's going to be a full show today anyway.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And we probably better get off to our first one, Saved by the Commercial.
Yeah, you've been saved by the commercial. So, just to recap, the Trinity County votes July 7th, 9 a.m. Thank you, Sal.
Thank you, Sally.
And then there's going to be a Senator Gaines meeting at 10 a.m. on Wednesday the 1st, and we'll be talking about that when we come back. You really don't want to miss that one.
We have Indian costumes. Shh.
This is the Jefferson State of Mind. You can call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Has something new and exciting beginning July 5th from 11 to 2. It's Jazz Brunch on View 202's veranda, the only restaurant on the river. Executive chef Dustin Heisler will entice you to explore his unique and delicious new menu with a new twist on old classics like brioche French toast and Belgium free bird. Every Sunday, join me, Linda Bott, as I create a cool vibe on the veranda with my jazz ensemble. While dining by the river, experience fun cocktails like the Velvet Elvis, the Manmosa. Oh, and how about the Purple Cheetah? So come meet me at View 202 on the veranda for Jazz Brunch on the River, 202 Hempstead. Call 226-8439 for reservations today. Let loose every Sunday in July. Eat, drink, repeat.
And let me play among the stars. Let me see.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I have a hurricane, listen to yourself, turn world, serve its own needs, dummy, serve your own needs, beat it up and not speak, grunt, no strength, doesn't matter, start to clatter with fear, fight down, high, fire and a fire, representing seven games in a government for hire and a combat site. Left to west are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Keep my team reporters back.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. I've missed these songs. I really
You know those guys slam an awful lot of deep thoughts into a few short lyrics. They really do.
Yeah, for those of you who might prefer your music a little bit slower, I definitely recommend looking up those lyrics and seeing what they're really saying, because it's just like,
yeah, wow.
Wow.
They got it.
Maybe their caffeine was at 90% when they sang that song.
I'm not sure that was caffeine for
that. True. Very true.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It did come from South America, but I don't think it was,
it was caffeine.
Peruvian marching dust.
Oh, my gosh. So, we got another announcement. We received an email the other day. From one of the geoengineering folks. They wanted us to announce on the radio that they're going to be heading down to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors meeting this Tuesday, June 30th, to try and hold our supervisors accountable for their unanimous vote to research climate engineering. So if you're interested in geoengineering, if you want to know more about it, if you just want to see how our government runs, try not to laugh when I say that.
Yeah.
Head down to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors meeting down on Court Street, June 30th. Probably, it starts at 9 a.m., so it's probably...
Yeah, and while you're down there, go ahead and ask them what happened to the other half of our new jail. Where'd that go?
Well, they're going to tear out the sheriff's department and put it in on that side, aren't they?
Yeah, they're putting it down there, but I was talking about the deal where we could have doubled the beds for a minimal amount of money.
Oh, yeah, that one?
And then they were like, no, even after the sheriff went and found the money to do it. So my question is they probably already got an idea for that money set aside. What is it?
Yeah.
So anyways, other things we don't want to get on down the rabbit trail about.
I'll say, we only have an hour, Robert. What are you doing?
Well, you want to dive in on Gaines and Nielsen and their vote to deny you...
You don't want to meet me anymore.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, I don't know how many people know, and it'll take us a second to kind of explain this.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court case, the pending Supreme Court case, Evanwell versus Abbott out of Texas,
yep,
is directly challenging one man, one vote, okay, which is one of the things that we're fighting here in the Jefferson thing. But what it's fighting specifically is the counting of illegal aliens as part of the population when districting. Mm-hmm. For state and federal seats.
Well, depending on the state, it can include... Because there's certain states, too, that don't count children in the vote either.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends on what they want to count. You know, how do you count... Is it people who are registered to vote? Is it everybody in the district? Is it everybody, mm-hmm. including illegal aliens, undocumented workers, green cards, all of that? How do you actually count your votes?
Yeah. Anyways, that's going on. They're asking the Supreme Court to clarify what constitutes how you count people for representation. California, in its brilliance, decided to chime in on that at the legislative level, and they actually did something called SJR 13,
mm-hmm.
which is Senate Joint Resolution. And basically tell the Supreme Court of the United States of America that not to do anything with one man, one vote, because California likes the way that things are, that they want to continue to count illegal aliens, to count non-citizens, and to continue to remove representation away from citizens to give it to illegal aliens. Mm-hmm. And every single senator in California voted for it, including ours.
Well, it wasn't just every senator. It was every senator and assemblyman, wasn't it?
No, it has not gone to the assembly yet.
Oh, okay.
That's why we're... And if you go to the ShastaLantern.net, you'll find a story that about Gaines and Nielsen refused to comment on their vote. And you will find the phone number and address of every single representative that represents even so much as a pinch of Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Call them, contact them, tell them, thou shalt not vote for this piece of garbage, because it is a steaming pile.
Or it'll be the end of the world as you know it.
It is a they say that...
Well, how many times have we heard from our senators that they can't do anything because there's not enough of them?
Absolutely.
There's not enough in the North State. So let's keep one man, one vote.
Well, that's...
Here's your sign.
We actually went and ran the numbers, mm-hmm. and say, okay, you count all the illegal aliens. Oh, what does that do? That actually allows them to take five senators and
out of the rural
six
areas.
Assemblymen away from rural California. That's 15% of the Senate, and 12.5% of the assembly that is representing illegal aliens, not citizens of the state of California, and our two jackwad senators turned right around and voted for it. Said, yeah, I'm okay with that. Screw my constituents. I'm a lame duck, and I'm out of here anyways. What do I care?
Yep.
And then doesn't even have the testicular fortitude to reply on their vote or when people are calling and asking for comment. And I know their offices have been lit up with emails and calls. They have not replied to one person or commented on it.
Bunch well, I wouldn't either. I would be a little bit afraid at this point.
Well,
I mean, how many of Senator Gaines's counties have already voted for the state of Jefferson? Or are currently voting for the state of Jefferson? Or have thousands upon thousands upon thousands of signatures for the state of Jefferson?
He doesn't know. It's not, you know, it's not racquetball.
It's not racquetball. that's a sad part, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, incensed, livid.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely done been insulted.
Done been insulted.
And then
by then there, fellas.
I don't understand how these people can say that they're representing us and how people can continue to allow them to pretend to represent us while they do things like this. They lockstep took a vote to keep disenfranchising you, to take your representation away. I'm beyond words.
Human being.
I'm beyond words with it.
And when it comes to a representative, I have never been impressed with Senator Gaines. I'll say that on the radio. I just said it.
No.
You know? I've never been impressed. I have not been impressed with anything that he's really done.
He's an empty suit. What has he done? He's an empty suit. Yeah. What has he accomplished? Does he even live in the district that he represents? I don't think he does.
I have no idea where he lives.
Yeah. He and his wife live in different houses because she represents a different district. How does that work?
Oh, that's kind of sketchy.
Yeah, weird, huh?
Didn't she run for his Senate seat while he was running for, like, insurance something or another?
Yeah, and that didn't work, so she's an assemblyman to the south while he's the senator to the north waiting to term out. I think we should build a monument to Mr. Gaines.
A monument.
We'll just hang an empty suit from a tree.
We'll put it on top of a blue room.
Yeah, that'll work too. So,
but didn't a senator down south in like L.A. get in huge trouble for that? Maintaining multiple residences so that he could run in each of those districts once he turned out?
Oh, you mean Calderon that's sitting in prison?
And was that Calderon that did
that? Yeah, I think it was Calderon. That was part of his whole deal.
And, okay.
And then there was another one too. I know who. Oh.
And somebody got in big trouble for it. Paid hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines.
Yeah, I can't remember
out.
His name.
Okay.
But I know who you're talking about.
We'll figure out who that is.
I don't know. There's so many California legislators who get arrested, I can't remember them all.
Yeah. Well, how many? Yeah. Still collecting paychecks while sitting in prison.
Yeah.
But the reason why we bring this all up is because if you're angry, if you're incensed.
Do something about
it. If you
it.
Wouldn't mind even knowing what this guy looks like, because I honestly can't tell you right now. I'm not sure. There's going to be a meeting at 10 a.m. at 1670 Market Street, and I think that's Suite 244 maybe, July 1st.
Yeah.
So you can tell him exactly how you think and how you feel
yeah,
to
thanks,
his pretty
Pinhead.
Little face.
Yeah, thanks. That was pure genius. Thank you for doubling down on screwing us, basically.
Yeah. How many years does he have left?
I think he's done 16.
We should recall him and just leave the spot empty.
Yeah.
Because at least that spot can't hurt us.
Well, that's some of the other things that we've been looking into, too, is we've been looking at different avenues and recalling some of our senators and stuff, and not recalling in the traditional sense as removing them from office, but we actually have the power as the people to recall them from Sacramento and say, no, we're taking our representatives back. We're not authorizing them to negotiate with you any longer.
Oh, man. We're going to put them in timeout?
Yeah.
Those
are some of the things that we're looking at that you can actually do. Be like, no, you've been a bad boy. You go sit in the corner. No lobbyists.
Turn around. Turn around. No talking.
No lobbyist money and milk for you.
Oh, my gosh. So, that is hilarious.
But there is. There's
kind of
a whole lot of different things that we've been looking into. And I, you know, if anybody is... is not understanding what we're talking about with what they did with this vote to reaffirm one man, one vote and the model in California. It is the very essence of what Jefferson is fighting for.
Yeah.
It's the very essence of why nothing can work here, why we're down our economy, why
yep.
everything is because of representation.
Yeah, and to simplify, our representatives, Senator Nielsen and Senator Gaines, voted that you don't get to have a voice in your government.
That's exactly what they did. The people that you put in the office said, yes, I happily surrender my people's representation. Now, what happens?
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, I know what I would do, but again, I'm just one guy. So, and who is patiently waiting at the top of the mountain with some other people, just waiting for enough of you to finally have enough and show up. So that
yeah.
we can really do something about it. Hopefully it happens soon. I'm not the most patient of people.
He's really not.
No.
But
no.
we are going to roll off to our half-hour break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about not only what's going on here in California, but what affects Jefferson, and that includes the Supreme Court. And so we're going to have a little bit of a different stance on what happened at the Supreme Court level this last week. Mm-hmm. So don't get too fired up yet. Wait to hear what we have to say. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. You can call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution. Starts.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's Molly Kidd, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes. and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Try to diss me, now you're gonna wish you were dead.
Oh no, you didn't.
After I deliver, your blood will be a river of red.
Oh no, you didn't.
Better beware when no one's there to defend you.
Oh no, you didn't.
So many ways to kill, it's gonna be a thrill to end you.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we tend to say that a lot. Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, but we're really just warm and fuzzy and cuddly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come closer, little boy.
Little boy? What was that?
No, not like little boy.
Like Robert.
No, not like that.
All right, we do have a call. We'll just go to the caller.
Yeah.
We'll go to the caller. Good morning, Todd from Butte County. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Excellent.
Well, I definitely want to make that July 1st open house with Senator Gaines.
And, awesome.
I heard that our assemblyman is supposed to be there too, right?
He is. Brian Daly will be there as well.
Oh, Jim Daly.
At least he's supposed to be there.
What's his stance on it?
If for some reason I can't make it, I just want to make sure that people point out that our assemblyman is a hypocrite too on representation. He ran, his initial time he ran for the assembly, his whole basis of his campaign was based on that we needed to have a seat at the table.
Oh, wow.
And that he needed to be the person to be at the table representing us. But yet, remember on Proposition 1, his constituents voted against that, but he voted for it. So how is he representing his constituency when he's making votes down there in Sacramento directly against what his constituents are saying to him?
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to point out a comment about Senator Gaines and his staff. Okay, I personally went down to Sacramento because I had a water issue where the state was stealing my water rights, or technically they call it taking of water.
Stealing.
I addressed the State Water Board on December 4th, 2012. What was told to me is you need to go to your elected officials. Then I went to Senator Gaines' office to try to set up a meeting with him. Because not only did I have them taking my water, when I confronted the state agencies who were benefiting from the taking of my water, I end up having damage done to my personal property.
Oh, wow.
And he was sitting on the insurance commission at that time.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to my insurance policy and said, hey, I have damage to my water system, then I get denied my homeowner's coverage to cover that damage. And he refused. Senator Gaines refused to meet with me at all through, I mean, this is multiple years that I have asked. I want to sit down with him face to face and talk about my issue.
Oh, wow.
Now, where I lived in Plumas County at the time is the start of the State Water Project.
Mm.
If you have corruption at the beginning of your State Water Project, then it is corrupt all the way throughout. You can't steal water from the beginning. who's benefiting from the taking of my water at that point? Mm-hmm. The whole system becomes corrupt.
Todd?
But yet, none of my elected officials would ever sit down and talk to me about it. They don't want to deal with it. They try to put it all on to me instead of confronting the agencies that are who are benefiting from it.
Todd, I got a question. Was the Sierra Conservancy any part of that?
No. The Caltrans Wetland Mitigation Project was benefiting from the taking of my water.
Yeah.
So, and that's multiple counties benefit from that mitigation site. Multiple counties mitigate projects to that site. So multiple counties through Caltrans were benefiting from the taking of that water. And as soon as I busted them outright of stealing my water, suddenly they had a $300,000 contract to purchase water. And the Army Corps of Engineers simply told them that suddenly your wetland project is drying up, because I confronted them and forced them to stop stealing the water. Now, I had 2 years worth of casework services done by, Dianne Feinstein's office did the work. If you know anything about how government works, that only one of your legislators will end up doing the casework services. It either could be your congressman or your senator. It just depends who wants to do the work. So Feinstein's office did the work. They send those reports to all your elected officials. So not only Tom McClintock was our congressman during some of this time, then of course it became LaMaffa, and my both our old senator, our old assemblyman, which was who was the old assemblyman who ran for Congress and lost? You remember?
I don't.
Are
you talking from Plumas County or?
Yeah, for Plumas County.
I don't.
Before
remember.
Brian Dolly.
I don't remember.
Well, anyhow. I tried repeatedly. I went to Sacramento to get the meeting to sit down face to face with my representatives. None of them would ever sit down and discuss this face to face with me. And I was simply trying to say, hey, if you're going to steal my water, why don't you just buy my place? And this way you don't have to steal it, you know? You're not forcing me to go into bankruptcy trying to fight both the state and the federal government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't even try to go after it through eminent domain. They just do it.
They're like pirates.
But the question that I have is listening to your story, and we've heard many, many stories a lot like it throughout the different counties that we travel to.
Unfortunately, for sure.
That our government no longer represents us. They have no interest in representing us. They no longer follow the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is when is there going to be enough people to remove these people from office? When is enough enough for everybody?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been, ever since then, I've been fighting or attending.
Well, Todd, I would imagine you're probably sitting at the top of the mountain with the rest of us waiting for everybody else to show up.
Yeah.
Well, I know one thing that what I can do is inform the public of this could happen to me. It could happen to anybody.
It will happen.
And that you need to know that your representatives don't really look after your best interest, and especially the way it's set up here in California. I'm just one of, a million people to Senator Gaines.
Yeah.
And one of 500,000 to my assemblymen. They don't care anything what I have to say. It has to be thousands and thousands of people behind me for them to actually care and do anything on my behalf.
And that's what we're trying to fix.
Yep.
And, of course, our Assemblyman Dolly ran. His whole campaign was, you need to put me at the seat of the table so that you're represented. Well, that's just not the facts. He doesn't represent his constituents.
Well,
I wonder
how many of his constituents supported his vote to put meters on their groundwater wells.
I wouldn't think very many.
I've never met one.
You know, so, but anyhow, I just wanted to let you know that I'd love to be able to bake it on the first. I don't know if I'm going to, but I would certainly try to. And I'll just point this out. I've had several email conversations with Senator Gaines' office, and every time since I went to his office, he would never openly announce when he would come to Plumas County. It was always I would find out after an event had taken place. And they tried to use it, well, we don't want to let the public know that he's coming there because people might try to harm him. So the paper wouldn't announce, hey, Senator Gaines is going to be here for a pancake breakfast on this date. Oh, no, a week or 2 weeks later, suddenly it'd be in the paper that
he
was there.
We're sorry, but the senator is scared to death of his constituents.
Yeah, afraid of his constituents, and especially someone like me, who would confront him at an open meeting and tell him what a hypocrite he is.
All right, hey, Todd, we got to get off to our last break. Thank you for the story, though.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Thanks, Red.
Yep, thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, if you have any other questions or comments, feel free to call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. You don't know no money, get you some. You don't have no car, get you one. Self-respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Green paper in his red right hand.
It's a 4th of July salute to our veterans as the Redding Colt 45s take on the Novato Knicks. Half of the proceeds go to MIAP, the Missing in America Project, to help cover expenses for their upcoming burial trip to Arlington, Virginia. After the game, you can stay and watch fireworks from the bleachers or on the field. Get your tickets now in Redding at Stroop's Equipment Sales, Tobacco and Brew, or the MIAP office on Bocelli. Game time is 6:15. Join us at Tiger Field for Colt 45's baseball and a 4th of July salute to our veterans.
It's Romance on the River with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, July 2nd from 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge inside Wind Rivers Resort and Casino. This is Linda Bot. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards from the American Songbook along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and our special guest, the phenomenal trombone player Joe Larson. For reservations, call 243-3377.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Redding and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave servicewomen. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split. I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit. Ain't never coming back. But before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Whoa, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. And I see we're going to move on to the judicial reviews of last week.
Yeah, get in
for a couple
we can.
Minutes.
And we'd like to remind anybody that has any comment or anything that they would like to say on the air or an opposing point of view, you are more than entitled to call in at 605-4567 and let us hear your point of view.
And we've never turned a phone call away.
Let's discuss it.
Yes.
So, until then, let's go ahead and see what we can do. And
apparently they would not dignify a conversation with this idiot. But I'm lying when I say you're not in the chat room.
Oh.
Question mark, raises eyebrows. Anyway, so...
Anyways.
There were three distinct cases that were decided by the Supreme Court last week, and we're not talking about the morality of any one of them, okay? That is up to your personal beliefs.
Absolutely.
This is America. Wow! That felt so good to say.
I know.
Yeah, I think we're like the first people to say it. But the interesting ones is you've got King versus Burwell, which was part of the Obamacare one.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that really bothered me with that is for the second time, the Supreme Court rewrote congressional law. They can't do that. That is not in the purview of the Supreme Court. They are supposed to say, yes, this is constitutional, or no, it is not constitutional, or this part isn't, yada, yada.
Yeah.
That's their job. Okay? The second one that really bothered me was the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs et al. Versus the Inclusive Communities Project. And that basically says, and this is the frightening part, and I'll just go ahead and read it real quick. The Federal Fair Housing Act, the FHA, interpretation imposes liability on a state housing decision that disparately impacts certain minorities despite the absence of evidence of any discriminatory intent. That basically means that you can be held liable for a race-neutral policy even if it disadvantages a specific minority group. And you did not mean for that to happen, you did not foresee it to happen, and it was not intended to happen. Race baiting.
Well, it is. It's basically they legislated witch hunting for racism. Even though you can't identify it, it's still there.
It's an unconscious racism, you know. So that's really frustrating to me. And again, that's something that the Supreme Court should not be ruling on. That's...
Yeah.
And then the third one, the big one that a lot of people are talking about, of course, is, which one was that one called? Obergefell?
Yeah.
And Hodgkin. That's basically the one where they ruled that same-sex marriage is going to be imposed across the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
And they use the 14th Amendment, and I just blew my top. Marriage is not in the Constitution. I read the Constitution again. Just to make sure. And it's not in the Constitution. No marriage is protected by the Constitution. I don't care whether it's gay, straight, interracial, nothing. Nothing is protected in the Constitution regarding marriage. And the act that they used, the 14th Amendment, Congressman Joe Pence from Pennsylvania powerfully reminded people that marriage was the union of a man and a woman at the time of the 14th Amendment. Mm-hmm. So I thought that that was a brrr right in your face. But it doesn't matter what the morality of it is. It doesn't matter what your religious belief on the subject is. This is not a win for the Constitution. As Chief Justice John Roberts put it, he said, if you're among the many Americans of whatever sexual orientation who favor expanding same-sex marriage, by all means, celebrate today's decision. Celebrate the achievement of a desired goal. Celebrate the opportunity for a new expression of commitment to a partner. Celebrate the availability of new benefits. But do not celebrate the Constitution. It has nothing to do with it. Yeah. And it doesn't. And that's the part that really bothers me, is the Supreme Court is ruling on things that they have no business to touch.
In marriage. You know, that's we do have ourselves a caller on the line that we want to get to here real quick.
Yes. Ron, how are you doing today?
Very good.
Excellent.
Thank you. How about you guys?
Doing pretty good.
I've got a question. Did Brian Dolly and Mr. Gaines vote to put meters on our wells? And also, I think I heard Mr. Nielsen call in. I think he talked to Carl, perhaps. Did he also vote to put meters on our wells, or am I just... I'm just questioning.
Well, that is part
Brian
of
Dolly
one.
Did. I don't know... Mm-hmm. Gaines and Nielsen's vote on the water meters. I do know that Brian Dolly voted for it.
Boy, this is hard to believe. I mean, after what we heard from him when he was running for election, we all voted and thought he was pretty decent sort of a person. And to take our water away.
Well, see, that's why the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Is you have to continue to watch what your elected representatives do. Mm-hmm. And then when you catch them doing things that they're not supposed to do, and you tell other people, they become very childish and churlish and try to insult you and try to degrade your character, try to attack your integrity, things like this. They can't actually defend themselves on facts because what they've done is wrong. And if they allow that into the light of day, it's quite obviously wrong. So they have to resort to these high school-like tactics of attacking you and calling you names and just being derogatory and insulting because they have no defense of themselves. Mm-hmm. So you absolutely have to watch what your representatives are doing and call them on the mat continuously when they do not do what they're supposed to do, when they do not serve the interests of the people. You can't just go, oh, that's okay, you're a good guy, and I really liked what you had to say in your campaign speeches, and you once did something for me and shook my cousin's hand, so now I'm a groupie.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. You have to hold them accountable every time that they do something wrong. These people are not your friends, they're your employee.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very important concept to remember, and you have to know what your government's doing or you lose control of your government.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your information. I didn't pay attention enough. I just wasn't aware. So,
well,
thank you again, and you guys are, and I appreciate your the things that you do.
All right,
thank you.
Well as other talk shows. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Excellent. So, you know, and again, we encourage everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever take our word for anything that we say. Go look for yourself.
Yeah.
Don't believe anything anybody tells you. Know it for yourself.
Yeah.
And don't look at talking points that someone issues you or believe it. Go to the source documents. Go to the actual things that someone, if someone says something about the Constitution, go and read the Constitution. If somebody mm-hmm. says something about the TPA, go and actually read the TPA. You know, yeah. Don't take anybody's word for anything.
Well, that's the thing, too, is I think a lot of times too many people, they just listen to the talking points because they're too busy. And I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get that, you know. But you have to understand what the purpose of your government is, who your elected officials are and what they're voting for, and what they are and are not standing up for.
Yeah.
You have to know that. And, you know, a lot of what, you know, Robert and I have talked about today, it's about their political careers. It's not about the men themselves. I'm sure that they're wonderful fathers and husbands, and I, you know, whatever businesses they did before they were elected, I'm sure that they were good businessmen, I would hope. You know, I don't know everything about them.
Yeah.
But politically,
yeah.
It's kind of a waste of a suit. You know, so.
Fail. Epic fail. and they don't like it when you call them out for it.
Mm-mm. Well, nobody does. Well, I didn't think about
well,
it.
Well, you know what they, what they say. If you're not catching flack, you're not over the target.
That's true. That's true. So, wow, we're already at the end of the hour. This is the Jefferson State of Mind. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. We look forward to hearing from you guys again next week. Enjoy your 4th of July.
Yes, it's going to be
Happy
awesome.
Happy birthday, America.
All right. Have a good
See
one.
See you next week.
Happy
KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A senior U.S. official is acknowledging today that nuclear talks with Iran will go past their June 30th target date. The official says that Tuesday's deadline is unrealistic now, with Iran's foreign minister heading home from the Vienna talks today for consultations. An unmanned SpaceX rocket carrying supplies to the International Space Station has exploded and broken apart this morning shortly after launch.
It's not clear yet from the data what happened. They are beginning to play back video to look and see if there are any indications in the video what may have happened.
NASA's George Diller, more than 5,200 pounds of space station cargo were on board, including the first docking port designed for future commercial crew capsules. Another attempt to repeal Obamacare is on the way. SRN's Linda Kenyon has a preview.
The plan is to